Just a verse that we can back up what Mark was saying. In 1 Peter chapter 2, connected to both the comments of Mark and Sam, in verse 23, we see that strength and the control in the person of the Lord Jesus. It says, I'll just back up to verse 21 just to get the connection of the context there. For this you were called. There's a calling again. For this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. So this is for us, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. And this is the verse. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. And that's exactly what Mark was saying.
Another important example here is the life of Apostle Paul. For example, if you turn to Philippians chapter 3 for a moment, Philippians chapter 3, he says these words from verse 4. Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. So basically he's saying, I myself have so much confidence. If I have to boast about my own credentials, mm-hmm. I have a ton of them. Because you look at my ancestry, I was born as a Jew. I was born in a noble tribe of Benjamin. I grew up as a Pharisee. In the sight of the law, I was blameless. And look at my zeal. I was on a mission to destroy Christianity for the propagation of Judaism. So this man was so confident of his earthly credentials. But he is saying, no, I don't want to boast about my earthly credentials, because he just concluded in Philippians chapter 2 about Lord Jesus Christ, how he humbled himself. Like we were studying this morning, the adult Bible study, that in his humiliation, he took 7 steps from his divinity to his humanity. And then he was exalted 7 steps back from that lowly status of servanthood to his highest status. I mean, his divinity never changed. Mm-hmm. He had always been God. He has always been God, and he is always God. But in his status, he took a position of lowliness, and he was exalted back to that greatest position. And Apostle Paul is saying, in the light of the example of Christ, now I consider all my earthly credentials rubbish, and I am relying upon the example of God.
We have just a little bit. That clock is not nice. So Mark, why don't you lead us on there? 2:30.
Yeah.
Well, it's still not nice.
Okay, so these first two secrets are internal. They're an internal sense of character. The next two are relational. And so the secret of the unity is going to be fostered by these, not only the internal characteristic of meekness and lowliness, but the next one is with long-suffering. It says there, with long-suffering. The idea of long-suffering is being willing to put up with someone else. Mm-hmm. He says there, it's a characteristic that says, I can be patient. I can be non-reactive when something comes into my, you know, sphere of influence or affecting me. To understand that we're really in this together, and so I suffer with you, and I'm working with you, And I'm realizing that we are linked together. So often we forget it, and so we end up not having patience with one another, and we're intolerant of one another, and we have no patience when you don't see it my way. So the next one is long-suffering. It's the characteristics, it's the fruit of the Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. It's a what is the Spirit producing in us that we might really learn in a relational pattern that everyone is not in the same place. We're all moving in the same direction. We've all been united and linked together. And so I am long-suffering with you. We may not see eye to eye on something, but I need to be patient and be long-suffering. How difficult that is sometimes. What's wrong with you? You can't see it this way. You can't see it my way. But the reality is to be long-suffering one with another.
It's funny because we talked about uniformity the first day, right? Mm-hmm. And looking at patience or long-suffering, when we react in a rash way or when we would react to somebody who had done something to us or even someone who was slower who didn't get it sometimes or this or that, we're actually showing that our heart is actually eager to uniformity. We're upset because they don't meet our expectation or our standard. Mm-hmm. We're instead of eager to maintain the unity, we're eager to maintain some sort of uniformity, and we get frustrated with them. But that's not what it says. Patience and long suffering, that gives a characteristic of being eager to maintain unity, not uniformity.
The actual word there for long suffering means long tempered. And I thought that was interesting. Long-tempered. It means that I'm not easily irritated, as Mark was outlining for us. And when you think of that long-tempered, I'll just say right out, that's not me. It's not my nature, especially on the highway. But this is soul-searching. How long-tempered are we? How long-suffering are we with one another, with the lost around us, with our brothers and sisters in the assembly, with our family? It's nice we can put on a good front here with one another, but how long-suffering are we? You know, love suffers long, Scripture says, right? 1 Corinthians 13. And I was thinking of this. Mark says it's the fruit of the Spirit. And it's not only the fruit of the Spirit, it is the fruit of the Spirit because it's a characteristic of God Himself. He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all men come to repentance. So He is long-suffering. He is long-tempered. Not that He ever loses His temper. And if he, in there's few places I can think of, it was all righteous. Even the Lord Jesus in the temple, that was righteous anger. But long-tempered. That's an amazing thing.
Can we say it's tied directly to the next secret, lifting one another up? Because if I don't care about other people, I'm not going to be long-suffering. But if I have the other person's interests, then I'm going to be long-suffering. And I'm thinking of Peter. The Lord Jesus put up with a lot from Peter because He loved Peter and He had Peter's interests in mind. And when He, I don't want to say lost his temper at Peter, but when He corrected Peter, it was always when Peter needed correction to be pointed right back, right and where he needed to be. So if I'm not willing to lift up my brother, I'm never going to have patience for them. And you know, long suffering. You look through the whole Scripture, you say God is long suffering with His people. He's long suffering with the children of Israel. He's long suffering with us. And I think you say the secret of long suffering is because how many people have had to suffer long with me? So this is a two-way street if there ever was one, because people have to endure me, I have to endure other people. So if I have your interests and you have my interests, we're able to do it.